In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
Dear graduates, students, teachers, and parents, how wonderful it is to graduate during the most holy time of this year, between the Ascension and the Pentecost. As you finish this academic year of religious and spiritual education, I would like to congratulate you on your graduation. You have acquired many spiritual benefits, and by God's grace, you will receive more. However, I would like to raise this important question: who is the first organizer of religious and theological schools in the history of Christianity? When and why these schools were organized? You all know that the greatest teacher on earth and in heaven is Jesus Christ himself. But my question this morning to you: who, after Christ's ascension, was the organizer of religious teaching and the founder of sacred curriculums in the church? Who knows? The answer to my question is in your bulletin, and precisely in the epistle which was read this morning in both languages. The real founder of these schools is Saint Paul himself, the apostle. If you were listening carefully to what he said to you, you would realize that he started a school in Ephesus. Thus, this morning, he reminded them for his 3 years teaching, he did not cease to advise, teach, and warn every one of them night and day and with tears. And we have those who study the Bible, you could see that there are so many manuscripts which describe the three-year program and the curriculum of St. Paul in teaching both the clergy and laity in Ephesus. As an awesome teacher, he planted day and night the good teaching with which he received from Jesus Christ among his disciples to make them children of the kingdom. He believed that whatever good things are sown in the human soul, these are the offspring of the kingdom of God. These seeds have been sown by God, but at the hands of the apostles, teachers, preachers, to bear spiritual and heavenly fruit. The teachings sown upon good minds and spirits are those who hear the word, understand it, and bear fruit. According to the Bible, there are three types of good students: students that multiply their knowledge of 100-fold, others 60-fold, and the rest 30. When you attend regularly church school, there is a change that takes place in your will, your mind, and in your life. First, you must pray, listen, then understand. And after understanding, you must bear the fruits of good teaching and yield fruit either 100-fold, 60, or 30-fold. Today, we acknowledge your achievements. As and we celebrate your parents, teachers, and mentors, whom you should remember in your hearts. You should properly be grateful for their support and guidance, and you must benefit from what they have given you, so that in turn you may pass this knowledge to your peers. The commitment of your teachers remind me of St. Paul's commitment when he taught with compassion, dedication, and in tears. St. Paul, however, reminds the Ephesians that after his departure, the wicked one comes and snatches away the teaching that has been sown in their hearts. He said, if you go back to your bulletin, he said, "For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, and not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves." So people might listen, but negligence and deceitfulness of this society and peer pressure choke it and make it fruitless. Distractions in our materialistic society are enticing indeed, promising one thing and doing another. The wicked one tries to snatch away the good thing from your hearts. The deceitfulness of the earthly enjoyments chokes, so does the speech of faithless and false teachers. One suffers from these earthly distractions when one does not rejuvenate his own knowledge of God, but receives either wrong education or proper education without paying attention and sprouts up thorns. We believe that in those who are well disposed for receiving the divine words, the Holy Spirit will make his abode, increasing in them his gifts. But in those who have acquired only a tiny spark of light and have been negligent even with that, even that little that they have formerly had becomes utterly squenched and is taken from them. Dear graduates, you have to subordinate knowledge to faith. Otherwise, you will suffer the loss of your education from the loss of faith. Lacking faith, the educated people lost even the efficacy of knowledge. In your regular schools, you study sciences, math, biology, and all things related to this earth. But in your church school, you learn about God, the heavens, about moral and ethical life. You have to be diligent in both schools, but more diligent in your spiritual knowledge. Many of us have started as teachers in regular schools. Like I know Father John was a teacher of history, then he became a priest. I myself was a teacher of math, then I deserted this earthly knowledge to go into theology. Deacon George Ajalat is a physician who studied medicine, but at the end he decided to become a deacon. I know that all of you have plans for the future, but never put your full trust in earthly things, but also make plans to put your trust in heavenly things, so that you may become preachers, teachers, and evangelists. You may change your major in your universities and your colleges, but never change your faith. Make your faith firm so that you become witnesses to the Orthodox faith. We commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. As you heard in the gospel this morning, Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." May God grant you to make the right choices and richly bless your lives, and remember your strength and your salvation in Jesus Christ. We ask God to lead you to know Him, as Jesus said this morning, the only true God. He has guarded you, and none of you is lost. We pray for the return of the lost sheep, that your joy and our joy may be fulfilled in them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.